words that the Queen had taken to heart.
Well, it was a difficult time in the life of Jesus' followers.
I'll put this one on. Oh, come on. Difficult time for his friends, his followers, and it is the night before Jesus went to the cross to die. And he's just shared the Passover meal with them in the upper room, and he's shocked them by washing their feet, which was a smelly and demeaning task. The task that's given only to the lowest of low servants. But Jesus wanted to do it to his disciples, to show them, to teach them about the cross. He was saying, this is how I'm going to serve you, by dying a slave's death for your sins on the cross. He was also teaching how we, like the Queen, should love one another by serving each other, even in a demeaning way. But here they still didn't understand. And then Jesus drops the bombshell. He says, my children, such a beautiful way of putting it. He's so tender with us. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. Where I am going, you cannot come. It must have been so devastating for them to hear. They've been constantly with Jesus for 3 years. Life revolved around Jesus. They left homes, they left jobs to be with Jesus. And now he's saying, goodbye, I'm leaving you. Without Jesus, they were nothing. And there's been a lot of talk, hasn't there, these last couple of days about the Queen always being here. While everything else changed, the Queen did not. She's a constant presence, they said, in our lives. Well, she now has gone from among us. And we might be feeling a bit lost. We might be feeling a bit out of sorts as a nation, and maybe personally. Well, the disciples here have that in spades. And Peter, who was sort of the spokesperson for the disciples, he said, where are you going? As if to say, I'm coming too. But Jesus said, no, you cannot come. Why? I'm going to lay my life down for you, Jesus. But Peter did not. He denied Jesus 3 times. And that would have greatly discouraged the other disciples. They looked to Peter, really. He was the strong one. He was the confident one. Well, if he can't handle this, how are we going to? So what does Jesus say to these friends? Did anyone hear that? Here they are, facing uncertain times. Oh no, we didn't read that bit out, did we? What does Jesus say to these friends? And what does Jesus say to us as we face uncertain times? What does he say to the nation? We might be feeling a bit lost today. What's Jesus going to say? Well, let's ask Kelly to come up and give us our next Bible reading.
This part of the reading is just a little bit further along on the same page, 1082. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. So how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Kelly, and what a delight to have Ezra next to me reciting a couple of those verses off by heart as Mum read. Wow, what a thing to say. What a thing to say to us. Where am I? Right. What does he say? He says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Jesus' followers are troubled. Their hearts are wobbly. They're full of fear. And Jesus wants them, he says, to do what? To trust me. Trust me. Trust God. And we're going to sing about that now. We're going to sing a song about knowing Jesus and about trusting him, knowing him really well so we can trust him, particularly in difficult times. And this might have been a song that, if they'd known it, they may have hummed as Jesus left them that evening. So we get a stand when the music starts and sing, Be Strong and Courageous.
Thank you.
seats. The song,
the disciples needed to learn quickly. He holds his little ones safe. Do not fear. Perhaps we need to learn that too. We do feel fearful at times, but we do feel lost at times, just like the disciples. But Jesus says, my children, do not let your hearts be troubled. And then what does he tell them to do? Trust in God. Trust also in me. He tells them to trust in God the Father and in himself, the Son. So this is more than a vague belief in God, that there is a God somewhere. But this is a specific, certain belief. That vague sort of, there is a God, I think, that doesn't help us, does it? But this is a personal invitation to know and trust the God who made us. He is a personal God. He became flesh, a person, and made himself known to the people. A little bit like the Queen, leaving her palace, coming out of those gates of Buckingham Palace and meeting the crowds, walking among them. Well, trusting in Jesus is to meet with a personal God, to know him. He's the one that came out of his palace of heaven into our world and walked up to us and said, pleased to meet you, I love you, come with me, follow me. And we can. And a lot of us here are doing that daily. It's all part of trusting in him, is to follow him, to listen to his voice, to really listen as we're listening now with his Bible open, with these words open in front of us. We need to hear his words, don't we? In the good times and in the bad times. So what is Jesus saying here in his word to comfort us today? Let me read verse 2-4. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me. You know the way to the place where I'm going. It's a wonderful invitation, is it not? We receive lots of different invitations that are nice. Maybe to a party, maybe to a holiday, maybe for a picnic with the church family, or the Easter Trail that's coming up. There may be someone here who's been invited to the Queen's garden party. Has anyone done that? Oh, I thought there might be at least one. Yes. So, we think of nice invitations, but this invitation is the best of all, to God's house, his own house forever. And what does it tell us about God's home here? It tells us there are many rooms, there is space for all. All are invited, but not all will come. Some people refuse that invitation. There is room for all, and the best thing about it is, this house, the best thing about the house is in the presence of the Lord who loves us. And that was the Queen's hope. She trusted in this. Now the Queen enjoyed various palaces and castles and country houses, including this one. Who knows the name of this one? No one. Oh, Patrick. Buckingham Palace. Very good. Very good. And she enjoyed those houses, I'm sure. I wouldn't have liked to hoover them, but I'm sure she enjoyed them. But she knew these homes were temporary, short-lasting, that one day all these homes would be in ruins. No, she knew that there was a far, far better home that awaited her and gave her great joy. And it's more than an invitation. It's a promise. Jesus promises to his friends, to his people, to you, to me, And the promise of this house is written in his blood. That's what these next words mean. I am going there to prepare a place for you. He's going there first. How is he getting to heaven? How is he going to heaven? He's going to heaven through the cross. That's how he's preparing the way for us. On the cross, he's preparing the way. He's going to pay for my sins. All that stuff that stops me from knowing and coming to God, he's going to pay for that on the cross so that I can be forgiven and approach my God and enjoy his company forever. So Jesus is leaving his disciples for really good reasons, for wonderful reasons. They are anxious and fearful, but they need to understand that Jesus is going in order that they will never be anxious or fearful again. That our greatest enemy of sin and of death is being defeated, demolished. And so this journey to the cross that he's about to take is a wonderful and great blessing. And it's a blessing to them, and it's a blessing to us. Do not let your hearts be troubled. I'm going to open heaven's doors. And as I said, it's more than a place. Heaven is more than a building, or even a beautiful country scene. The best thing about heaven is it's where God is. It's a home with him. Many descriptions of heaven in the Bible, this is the best. A home with the Lord forever. There's a story of a Christian doctor who was called out late at night to visit a dying patient. And he arrived at the house, he knocked on the door, and he was let in by the housekeeper. And he had his dog with him. So he said, sit, to his dog, sit. And the dog sat obediently at the bottom of the stairs. And then he went up the stairs and went into the room and closed the door and began to talk to the patient. And the dog got a little bit restless. And so he crept up the stairs and he sat outside the bedroom door, waiting. He got impatient. He began to scratch at the door. Meanwhile, inside, the patient who was a Christian, and he knew the doctor was a Christian. The patient said, doctor, what is heaven like? And the doctor said, we do not fully know what heaven is like, but can you hear my dog scratching at the door? Yes. Well, he can't see me, but he knows I am here, and he wants to be with his master. What we do know about heaven is that is where the master is, and it's the best place to be. So do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in Jesus. And if I go and prepare a place for you, verse 3, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you will be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. He's prepared the way, but also he will come back and take us to be with him. He will come to his friends. Take my hand. I'm in charge. I can get you through. Trust in me. We read similar words in Psalm 23, don't we? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores, he saves my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I won't fear it, because the shepherd is with me. His rod and staff comforting me. So he gets us through the hard times, but he gets us through the hardest time, death. Put your hand in mine, says Jesus. I can get you through. One of my favourite Bible readings in Mark's Gospel is Mark chapter 5, where the man who's possessed by evil spirits is made put in his right mind by Jesus. And he runs to Jesus and begs to go with Jesus in the boat. And he's got it right, hasn't he? He knows where the best place to be is, by his master's side. Well, when we are in trouble, we often look for a quick fix. I do. We look for something comforting, don't we? Like ice cream, chocolate, a relationship, a distraction, a hobby, maybe our family. Some people trust in things that are believed to be constant, like the queen. But they're not. One day they will go. And there's been a lot of talk this week of the queen being our rock, our constant, always there, a sign of stability. And that's why we're so sad and anxious. Because while she was a brilliant queen, and was a bit like all those things, she could not be those things totally, could she? She was a sinful human being like the rest of us. And she could not stay with us forever. She died. And the Bible says that all rulers and kings and queens will come to nothing. No. There is only one perfect king who rules over all. There's only one rock that can never be shaken. There's only one true constant. Only one that we can trust in, who will bring true peace to our troubled hearts. And that is the King who died and is now risen. Our King, our Jesus. And that is what the Queen knew, and it's what she believed. And just like us, she knew she had to put her hand in his and trust in him. Well, in the House of Commons on Friday, along with many, an MP called Tracy Crouch stood up to pay her respects to Her Majesty. And she told Parliament about the day before when she sat watching the television with her son, her six-year-old son. She heard the Queen's death being announced and the tears were rolling down her cheeks. And her son turned to her and took her hand and said, "Don't worry, Mummy. The King will look after us now." And he will. King Jesus offers to comfort us, to love us, to look after us all our days until he comes to take us home, where we will stand with the Queen, shoulder to shoulder, facing the King, worshipping him, bringing him all the glory he deserves. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads before we sing again. Our loving God, we thank you so much for this reminder that you love us so much that you sent Jesus to still our troubled hearts and bring us home to you. Teach us to grab his hand and hold it tightly, and know that he will never let us go. Amen. So in our next song, we're going to sing these words. Though the nation rage, kingdoms rise and fall, there is still one king reigning over all. So I will not fear, for this truth remains, that my God is the Ancient of Days. Let's stand and sing this together.